So were there warnings years before the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi? A State Department watchdog report called for changes at high-risk facilities 3 years ago, including reinforced barriers to deter terrorists from diplomatic facilities in hotspots like Libya.
Well, Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has been looking into us. She joins us now. Welcome back, Catherine.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
So based on the Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing today, would these security enhancements really have made a difference in Benghazi?
Well, it's a tough call. These physical security standards amounted to almost like a double fencing. You go through one locked gate, then you have to wait for a second locked gate to open before you can go inside the compound. Many of us have been through these types of facilities, even in some types of government buildings. What the senator said is that it may not have prevented the overrunning of the embassy, but their larger question is why this type of security was not implemented in Benghazi when it seemed to be the poster child for the type of posting that should have had these additions made to it.
What are we learning about the military response?
I thought this was one of the most interesting elements that came out of the hearing today, which is that very simple question: why was it that it took Defense Department assets so long to get to Benghazi? And Senator Lieberman, who retires at the end of the year, said that this really is a reflection, in his opinion, of the budget debates that are going on. And he said the American military is stretched very thin. And while we may have known that there was a heightened threat environment in North Africa leading up to that 9/11 anniversary, there just simply weren't the boats and people to have nearby for that quick response.
Will we see a report before the holidays?
Senator Lieberman says there's going to be a report before the end of the year, which is effectively when he retires. One of the things that they're drilling down on is whether we may, in fact, be seeing a pattern here. Back in 1998, the U.S. embassies in East Africa were attacked by al-Qaeda, and there were warnings from the ambassadors in Kenya and Tanzania prior to the attacks for more security, and they were turned down. So the question is, did we learn from those attacks, or did we fail to learn and repeat our mistakes in Benghazi? And what seems central to this is that Ambassador Susan Rice at that time was in charge of the Africa desk in the State Department, so in that late 90s period. She said that she was not directly involved in the security decisions, but again, the question is whether we learned from that tragedy more than 20 years ago.